Mother anxiety. 1. To activate the yeast, the water's temperature should be about that which you'd want to bathe a baby. I have to ask whether I know what that feels like while following a recipe for a loaf of bread. The sunlight outside is low enough that it has turned the dandelions in our unmown yard to bulbous lanterns. A friend texts to ask for ways to keep her four-month-old occupied during tummy time. A sweet name for the exercise that will prevent her child from wearing a helmet while the now doughy skull forms. An assortment of dry beans in a plastic bag, oil and water with a bit of food coloring. I can't help but think of the baby's head as one of the dandelions beaten bare by the north wind, and how, in this moment, luck has struck like the light the seed strands catch, for me to think of such solutions. Her hope is brief, or my limitations and knowledge have been caught undressed. 2. In a video call, while her husband is baking white bread with milk powder, the same friend asks why my pen name is Mother. The question feels significant. I've either shuddered or shuddered at the suggestion. The husband works the dough in a food processor for 15 minutes. No need to touch the dough and get your hands all sticky. My pen name is not Mother, but my keyboard beckons me to write Mother anxiety, with that exact capitalization too many times for it not to feel significant. With the dandelions mostly bald, the chance for an unplanned snow waning, I'm pulling my knits and flannels from the closet as we talk to make way for the florals and linens that have lain dormant in my cedar chest. The excess of fabric is piling high enough that it creeps into the frame of our call. 3. My mother and I discuss Clara versus Clara, the potential A's that nestle between the L and the R. My grandmother would not allow the name spoken in her house. To my ear, the name sounds like a bell's tongue licking the sides of the bowl with one clear strike. Somehow, I relate this to my dislike of vacuums, standing mixers, and lawnmowers. The continuous hum beneath my hands, the absence of sound's end while in use, or is it really the absence of touch? Not feeling the thickening dough after my hands work. I've lost sight of the name. My friend in his kitchen laughs a laugh only a peach could bell back. I tell him of my mother's suggestions, of other family names. Why not Cornelia or Sana? He asks the question my mother and I had not thought to ask.